Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is Twit. Bandwidth for Android App Arena is provided by CacheFly at CacheFly.com.
This is Android App Arena episode 49 for Wednesday, June 10th, 2015. Apps for where? This episode of Android App Arena is brought to you by Prosper. Prosper is a peer-to-peer lending marketplace which connects people who are looking to borrow money with those who have money to lend. Visit prosper.com/twit and receive a $50 Visa gift card when you get a loan. Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Android App Arena. I'm your host, Jason Howell. So, how's that watch treating you these days? Personally, I upgraded to the developer preview of Android M on my daily driver, the Nexus 6. And since doing that, Android Wear has all but quit working for me. It's been an interesting test for me to see if the allure of running the latest version of Android on my device is stronger than my need for Android Wear on my wrist. And I have to say, it's been a challenge not having a fully functioning watch as I have for months on end, up until now, that is. I've been wearing, you know, this watch primarily for that amount of time, I know. But I'm seriously considering switching back to Lollipop so I can get my wear back. I miss it. But that didn't stop me from scouring the corners of the earth to find a few wear apps that you should check out. Today's episode was actually inspired by CodeChimp on the Android App Arena subreddit at androidapparena.reddit.com. He's the creator of the first app in today's roundup, but he points out that the wear category in the Play Store is curated by Google employees, and as such, sometimes strong wear apps, like his, don't get the spotlight that they deserve. So let's take a look at a few today in this roundup of apps for your wrist. First up is an app that might make your trips to Starbucks or the airport or the Starbucks in the airport a bit easier. Let's say you have a loyalty card with a QR code that can be scanned at the register to pay for your Americano, or your plane ticket has a barcode that can be scanned at the airport to let you through. Instead of pulling out an email or a PDF on your phone, store that QR or barcode on your wrist with Wear codes for Android Wear. With the app on your phone, you tap the floating action button to scan in anything you might need at a later time. You can actually also import an existing image, or you can enter a code manually. For testing purposes, I'm scanning a QR code that points to the Android App Arena website. If this was something I'd use daily, like a rewards card, I would then have direct access to that code from my watch. All I have to do is launch the app on my Moto 360 and select it from the list, and there you go, ready for scanning. I can also tap the image to rotate its current orientation if it doesn't scan well. For free, you can store one code at a time, so you're probably going to want to store more than that. To add more than one code, you'll need to purchase the premium version for $2.50 from inside the app. But definitely check it out for free beforehand to see what you think. You can find Wear codes for Android Wear in the Play Store now. Let's take a minute and focus on possibly the most effective method of communication when it comes to Android Wear: vibration. Obviously, this is how the watch communicates important messages and notifications to you without you having to glance at your watch. This next app makes those vibrations a bit more configurable. A buzz is, well, just a buzz, but a long buzz could mean one thing while a short buzz could mean something else. Feel the Wear allows you to customize the vibration patterns assigned to specific apps on your phone. I'm setting my Gmail here to give me 3 long buzzes, and my Hangouts to give me 1 short buzz. But if you pay the $1.19 upgrade for the premium version, you can go totally custom and create your own fancy pattern by tapping inside this box however you choose, any pattern. All of your apps can be assigned their own vibrate patterns, But at that point, I guess you'd have a hard time deciphering between them if everything was set like that. So it might be best to only assign custom patterns to the priority apps that you have installed on your phone. It's a great way to avoid looking at your watch for unimportant notifications. Feel the Wear has a few other useful features, including quiet hours so your watch doesn't over-vibrate while you're sleeping. And premium users can set a custom timeout value for the screen on your watch. Feel the Wear is a useful tool and can be found in the Play Store right now. And finally, an app that's close to my heart, because I always find myself out in the wild when suddenly inspiration strikes. Either I have an idea for a new song, or I want to lay out some ideas for a project while I'm en route somewhere. Pulling out the phone and launching an audio recorder isn't always as easy as it sounds. That's where my Wrist comes in. Wear Audio Recorder is exactly what its name implies, but it's more than that. The app on my Nexus 5 has a nice material design, and it's fully functional on its own. You can record audio from the phone app with the recorded sound level indicated by that white circle that dances around the pause button. Tap the check mark when you're done, name it, maybe add a tag or two, and it's saved to your on-device library. You can get more info and see where you were when you recorded it on the embedded map, as well as a few extra pieces of metadata along with a built-in player. And the app has some killer settings for how it records audio on your device, as well as on your wrist, which is what we'll look at next. I love Wear Audio Recorder's Wear integration. I'll launch the app on my Moto 360, and you see the big red button that starts the recording. Record your thoughts. Then when you're done, you hit that check mark to finish the recording, and the Wear app will now synchronize that audio file over to your connected phone automatically. You can also access those recordings from your Wear device here. Now you can upgrade to the Pro version for $2.99, and you'll get an expanded list of features, including noise and echo suppression, automatically remove the silent sections of your recordings, synchronization with your phone in real time as it's recorded, Cloud Sync with Dropbox and Drive, and that's just to name a few. Check out Wear Audio Recorder right now in the Play Store. I will now take advantage of my soapbox to send a plea to Google to please either update the Wear app so it's compatible with Android M Developer Preview, or in the next revision of the Developer Preview, address Wear compatibility itself so I don't have to make Sophie's choice. What can I say? I want it all. P.S. Keep up the great work. All right, before we move on, let's thank the sponsor of today's episode, and that is Prosper. Face it, there aren't many good ways to borrow money when you need it, especially friends, family, credit card companies, traditional bank loans. But now with the low fixed rate loan with Prosper.com, there's a better way. You can borrow up to $35,000 in as few as 5 days and use the money for just about anything you desire. You can pay off high rate credit cards, fix up the house, even put it into your business. Personally, I wish I had known about Prosper when my wife started her business a few years back, because it really would have helped. Prosper's online marketplace connects people who need money with those who want to invest in you. You don't rack up more debt on your credit cards. You pay them off with Prosper. And you can check your low rate instantly without affecting your good credit. All you have to do is go to prosper.com/twit. Now, and for a limited time, Prosper is offering Twit viewers a $50 Visa gift card with your low-interest loan. You can get up to $35,000 in your account in as few as 5 days and a $50 Visa gift card. Just go to prosper.com/twit for this special offer just for Twit viewers. And we thank Prosper for their support. All right, this week's big app may already be a few weeks old by now, but it definitely deserves the spotlight. For all you live video streaming fans, this one's for you. Let's take a look. In the world of no-friction live streaming video apps, there are but two players that have emerged at the top of the heap in a very short amount of time. I reviewed Meerkat on episode 44 of this show, and that was because Meerkat was doing what they do, beating its competition to an official release. They did it on iOS a few months back, and then they did it on Android more than a month ago. And now, Meerkat's biggest competitor is available on Android. Twitter released Periscope a few weeks ago, and it has some snazzy features that set it apart from Meerkat. Probably the biggest leg up is the fact that it's created by the social networking behemoth that is Twitter. What it means is, once you sign into Periscope with your Twitter credentials, you can search for any Twitter user using Periscope from inside the app. Things are broken down into three sections. This is the home screen, which shows a list of people you follow on Twitter that are either currently streaming live or have recently finished a live stream, sometimes in the past few hours. That's another advantage for Periscope. Users can opt to save recordings of their live streams for 24 hours on Periscope's servers for later playback. Now, as you can see, that playback actually keeps viewer chat intact on the left, as well as those hearts streaming up on the right. That basically means someone like really likes this video, like a lot. You'll see those hearts streaming up endlessly. The second section is global, showing live and recorded video from all sorts of users from across the globe, whether you follow them or not. That's the difference here. And the third section is people, so you can scan through and find folks that sound interesting to follow. Now, following a user means that you'll get notified the minute they go live or share a broadcast. Now, the other part in all of this, of course, is live casting your own content out to the world. We'll tap the floating action button and name the broadcast, set it to a public-facing stream, or you can select private stream to only the followers that you choose. Also, select if you want to share the stream on Twitter. It'll put out a link to your followers. You can also determine who can chat with you and if you want your location to be shared as well. When you've got all that set, you hit start broadcast. Now, right away, people should begin to connect, and chat, you'll see here, begins to fly by. Bummer that you can't scroll backwards on that chat, because some chats disappeared super quickly before I could read them. And those hearts appear anytime someone taps on the screen, like I said, so a continuous flow of hearts is actually a really good thing. Now, once you're done streaming, you stop the broadcast and check out the folks that tuned in, plus some interesting stats about your session. In all, Periscope is very polished, and having a recording in the cloud, if only for a short amount of time, is a very nice bonus. Find Periscope for free in the Play Store. Now, I realize that the Big App is not in and of itself a best of the best, but having reviewed Meerkat for Android a while back and now Periscope, I almost feel like I have to pick a winner between the two. So, heck, let's do it. Meerkat has a scrappy feel to it. The gamification aspects are definitely a positive. The points you earn by Meerkasting regularly, as well as viewer engagement, that kind of raises your score. That's pretty cool. It's what keeps the former Twit employee that you may have heard of, Jeff Needles, at the top of the Meerkat charts. And consequently, those stats are part of the reason that he works at Meerkat now. So go Jeff. But Meerkat doesn't have direct access to Twitter in quite the same way as Periscope, which feels a little more integrated. And while casting, Periscope feels super polished, to me anyways. I really like that the chats on Periscope don't litter my Twitter feed outside of the app the way Meerkat does. Meerkat gives users the ability to turn that off, but many don't, and it ends up being super noisy for the rest of the Twitter universe as a result. So if I had to pick one, I suppose I'd have to pick, what do you think, Periscope. Between these two, I'd say it was kind of just edged out. Don't get me wrong, Meerkat has a lot going for it. I just like the overall Periscope experience just a little bit more, but they're both so similar in so many ways. Well, hey, I know. Just carry around two phones with two data plans and use them both at the same time, though you'll probably need two selfie sticks as well to make it work. But I promise no one will laugh at you. Send me your favorite apps and categories to arena@twit.tv, or you can post those to the subreddit at androidapparena.reddit.com and share them with me there and the rest of the world. The show records live every Wednesday around 4:30 p.m. Pacific following Tech News Tonight. That's at live.twit.tv. If you can't make the live taping, the show will appear later that evening in the feeds and on the show page. The one URL you definitely need to remember, that's twit.tv/arena. All right, that's it, folks. Thank you so much for joining me today. My name is Jason Howell, and I will see you next week in the arena.